Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. Action alert. Clark timber sale reduced to 29 acres, but there's still work to be done. You can be the voice to tip the scales for forest protection at Fall Creek in Oregon. In response to a unique combination of direct action, activist surveys, and lawsuits, the U.S. Forest Service on January 22nd issued a report which reduced the Clark timber sale, site of the Fall Creek timber sale, 54321, site of the Fall Creek tree sit, from 96 acres to 29 acres. This is an exciting new development. The Clark sale contains some of the last remaining low-elevation ancient forests in the Oregon Cascades and is home to many endangered, rare, and sensitive species, including the red tree vole. Officially, habitat buffers for the red tree vole are the cause for the reduction of the sale. Of course, how it all got to this point is a much longer and more complicated story. The campaign to protect Fall Creek and cancel the Clark sale has been going on for almost 4 years. To date, tree sitters are still occupying the forest. This is our fourth winter in the upper canopy, and now, finally, this is the moment we've been waiting for. This reduction in sale volume offers an opportunity for Zippo Mills, the lumber purchaser, to get out of the sale completely. The U.S. Forest Service has said that it is up to Zippo if they want to go ahead and log these last few acres or not, so the ball is in their court. It is not very profitable at this point, so economics seem to be on the side of the forest. Zippo says they are still thinking about what they want to do, so let's help them think. Blast Zippo with calls, letters, and faxes, and please get all your friends and members of interested organizations to join in. If we pull together on this one, we can really send a strong message to Zippo and hopefully tip the scales. Tell Zippo to tell the Forest Service that this is no longer the sale they purchased, and it's not profitable. It's too controversial, and most importantly, they want out. If you say just one thing, simply urge Zippo to reject the Clark sale. Tell them a complete cancellation of the Clark timber sale is the only thing that will stop the long-standing controversy that surrounded the Clark for so many years. By choosing to completely get out of the sale instead of logging the last few acres which might run up to the newly created habitat areas, they can set an example of more responsible logging practices that they always claim to be using. Call Jim Hallstrom of Zippo, his number 541-343-7758. That's Jim Hallstrom, 541-343-7758. Or you could send a letter to Jim Hallstrom, Zippo Log Mills, P.O. Box 2130, Eugene, Oregon, 97402. That address again, Jim Hallstrom, Zippo Log Mills, P.O. Box 2130, Eugene, Oregon, 97402. If you want to send a fax, the number is 541-683-4241. That fax number again, 541-683-4241. We'd like to thank the Cascadia Forest Defenders for this action alert. The Clark timber sale is now comprised of 29 acres of ancient 500 to 700-year-old trees in the Willamette National Forest, Public Forest, Your Forest, 45 miles outside of Eugene, Oregon. Tree sitters have occupied the canopy of this beautiful stand of trees since April of 1998. Our tree houses are perched 175 to 200 feet high in the forest canopy. We need your help now. If you care about the world your children inherit, if you care about preserving the last of our ancient heritage, you can help stop the destruction of public lands for private gains. Contact the Cascadia Forest Defenders, P.O. Box 11122, Eugene, Oregon, 97440. That's Cascadia Forest Defenders, P.O. Box 11122, Eugene, Oregon, 97440. Well, that's the news for today. If you have news or information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef at cruiseio.com. You can find archive shows at www.radioforall.net and la.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Don't come by,